Mr. Secretary?
Mr. Blandy?
Yes.
One moment, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
This is Jack Valenti again.
Yes, Jack.
Please forgive me for bothering you, sir.
All right.
I have talked again with Senator Bayh. And may I just pass along hold on just one second. Mr. Secretary, the senator said this. He said, I told him that we had been in conversation with you in the Defense Department and that you quite properly had mentioned that since these bids were already out, there's no way to guarantee anybody a contract or anything like that. And I passed this information along to him. But of course, he's still trying to do something in this situation in South Bend. So he passed along this idea. And all I'm doing to you is just passing along his idea to you to see what you think about it, if it's not proper to do so or it's not right, then by gosh, we won't do it. His possibility says this, that is it possible to have the Army call for revisions on this model truck and then give an R&D contract to the Studebaker people for research on these new specifications, and then in 6 months, or less than that, to come back with the new specifications from Studebaker on the thing.
Well, I don't know enough about the model improvement of this particular type of vehicle, Jack, to know whether that is feasible. I think the thing that...
What do you recommend that ought to be to just toss this out? Do you want to take it up with Secretary Vance?
Secretary Vance, and ask him to call Senator directly, because I think that he'll appreciate, of course, the significance and the problem that Senator Bayh has, and then he'll just have to deal with it directly in the light of the knowledge of the Army's requirements and what changes might be made through such an R&D arrangement. But you leave it to me to get Secretary Vance in touch with Senator Bayh, and they'll fully explore this, and I'll certainly urge that every proper consideration be given to the idea. In other words, anything that we can do in a way that is right and will not embarrass the President or put anybody in a position where... which ought to be avoided,
I completely agree with you, Mr. Secretary.
So I'll get hold of Secretary Vance and ask him to call to get in touch with Senator Bayh directly. I think it's better than us decide to pursue it this way.
I think you're right.
When I see you Monday, because I'm coming over.
I wonder if it's possible. Is it possible that you might be in touch with Secretary Vance after he talks to Senator Bayh, and you might be able to call me back tomorrow or Sunday?
I can reach you through the White House.
Reach me through the White House operator. I'm here.
I'll talk to Senator Secretary Vance, and then I'll call you back and tell you what he...
I would appreciate that. I think it's important that if this possibility is feasible, then we ought to explore it as swiftly as possible. If it's not, we ought to know that.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Thank you.